This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The UK Supreme Court ruled on Wednesday that the government's scheme to send asylum seekers to Rwanda was unlawful. It upheld an earlier ruling that migrants could not be sent to Rwanda because it could not be considered a safe third country.
Having been taken through the evidence ourselves, we agree with their conclusion.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says they will adjust the treaty with Rwanda to make it work. The first truck carrying a United Nations fuel shipment into Gaza since Israel imposed a siege on the Strip in its war with Hamas crossed in from Egypt on Wednesday. The delivery was made possible by Israel giving its approval for 24,000 liters of diesel fuel to be allowed into Gaza for use by UN aid distribution trucks. Israeli forces are raiding Gaza's largest hospital, where hundreds of patients, including newborns, have been stranded with dwindling supplies and no electricity. Wednesday's raid at the Shifa Hospital came as the army extended its control across Gaza City and the north part of the Strip. UN aid chief Martin Griffiths says both sides are violating international law by being in the hospital.
Look, Hamas must not, should not use a place like a hospital as a shield for their presence. That is as strong a statement under humanitarian law as is the statement that the hospital should not become a place of a war zone of danger.
Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. This is VOA News.
So it is time for Africa.
Financial reparations are long overdue, Ghana's president said on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports the reparations would be for compensation for the transatlantic slave trade.
Nana Akufo-Addo was speaking on the first day of a reparations conference in Accra.
No amount of money can restore the damage caused by the transatlantic slave trade and its consequences, which will span many centuries. But surely, this is a matter that the world must confront.
Advocates have long called for reparations or other ways to make amends for slavery. The movement has recently gained momentum amid growing demands from African and Caribbean countries. From the 15th to the 19th century, at least 12.5 million Africans were kidnapped and sold into slavery.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle, who says the four-day reparations conference is expected to produce an Africa-led action plan to push for reparatory justice. China and the U.S. have pledged to accelerate their efforts to address climate change. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports it comes ahead of a major U.N. meeting on the issue, making a commitment to take steps to reduce emissions of methane and other greenhouse gases besides carbon dioxide.
Cooperation between the world's two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases is considered vital to the success of the UN climate talks opening in 2 weeks in Dubai. It wasn't clear earlier this year whether the two governments would cooperate, given a sharp deterioration in ties over a range of issues. Both countries are aware of the important role they play and will work together to rise up to one of the greatest challenges of our time, they said in a statement released Wednesday in Beijing and Tuesday evening in Washington. President Joe Biden says his goal for the talks is simply to try to get U.S.-Chinese communications back on stable ground after a tumultuous year. I'm Charles de la Desma.
2 days after rebel forces in Myanmar's Chin state overran the junta's two military bases close to the border with India, they have taken control of a border crossing point between the two countries across the Indian state of Mizoram. Madagascar has imposed curfew in the Antananarivo ahead of tense presidential elections. Russia plans to send a cosmonaut or cosmonauts to land on the moon next decade. It would be the first time in its history. A report from TASS also says that Russia intends to build a moon base beginning in 2031. In Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.